For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Woo-ha! This little Buster. This skinny Buster, ain't it?
Yeah.
This skinny Buster.
How could you not be skinny when you were rapping like
Woo-ha!
This? Every single concert this guy did was a full cardio exercise. You know what I mean?
Love Buster.
Like, he was going for it. He was just exhausted at the end of it. He had to have been.
Buster was when keto goes wrong. Buster's like somebody.
Oh, is he on keto?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh. It looked like a little, maybe more tequila or something like that. Like,
you know, he could scratch his back.
No.
He could scratch his own back.
It's a combination of like liquor and steroids, you know?
Yeah, that'd be it.
Kind of swell you up a little bit.
And then, all the other myths with steroids. But
right.
Yeah.
Shrink you down a little bit.
Yeah, shrink you down a little bit, but you'll be swole up top. walk around with your shoulder lean going on.
Yeah, just do the PEDs for that and then get a blue chew for the other part.
Yeah, there you go.
And then you're good. There or you. Neither and work normally and naturally. Whatever. Do whatever you want. Who cares? Life's short. Take all the drugs. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. A couple minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We're getting into a Falcons draft grab bag in 20 minutes as well. A bunch of different Falcons-related draft questions. And then the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
I saw Nico got a new... We remember when Lonzo Ball, they daddy, when he was talking about having his boys play with us. All of them going to play for the Lakers.
Uh-huh. Right?
Had this plan for all of them. Now, that didn't happen. Well, Nico Laviella...
Football Nico.
He got a plan. His sons are both going to go to UCLA
succeed. Oh, right. His brother transferred also. Where was his brother at?
At Arkansas.
Okay.
So the plan is this. Nico's going to go to UCLA, ball out this year, right? Go to the pros. Brother becomes the starting quarterback at UCLA.
Okay.
Has to happen that way. Because I'm like, why would you put your son to be the backup to his brother?
Sure.
I'm sure your son wants to play.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd like
I'm sure your son wants to play.
Starter somewhere?
So, but y'all got to go and control this program that is in flux. Got to coach you. And I love D. Love him. Seems like it's a little bit going over his head a little bit.
Yeah, it's not his fault. It's not. Like, it's just a tough situation. Yeah,
but the greatest
thing
in the world is their quarterback transferring to Tennessee.
Yeah.
I was like, hell yeah.
It does kind of feel
I'm here for this.
Oh, yeah. Joey Aguilar? Yeah.
Yes.
Joey Aguilar, they just traded him.
Yes,
they traded
I'm here for
Nico
this.
Iamaliava for Joey Aguilar straight up. And I saw the odds this morning. I don't know what this means or how real it is. It's probably more program-based than it is player-based. But Joey Aguilar has got better odds to win the Heisman as of right now
really?
Than Nico does.
Really?
Well, he plays in that offense, you know? That offense tends to make quarterbacks look pretty good. Joey Aguilar was the starting quarterback at App State the last couple of years, so I've watched him play a lot of football. He's talented. He's a gunslinger. Like, he makes a lot of questionable decisions.
Right.
Like, he'll just.
It should be fun in Knoxville.
He's going to put it up.
It should be fun in Knoxville.
Now, that makes a lot more sense. I know he's from California, Joey Aguilar is, but like Boone, North Carolina and Knoxville, Tennessee are not far.
Right.
You know, that's a much more natural transfer to me, App State to Tennessee,
right.
than App State to UCLA.
He's back in the region.
And then all the way back to Tennessee. But yeah, they traded him.
He's back in the region.
Because when they said that he was going there, I had forgotten that Joey Aguilar had transferred to UCLA. And I think. Maybe my wife, somebody brought it up, and they were like, hey, what does that mean for Joe? Well, it means Joey's not starting anymore is what it means. It means that he lost his job. I guess he figured as much too and decided to go back to Tennessee. Now, I don't know, does that make him Tennessee's starting quarterback right now, or is it a competition or whatever?
Because they said they had two freshmen, right?
They got two young guys.
Two young guys that was backing up Nico and wanted to bring a veteran in and everything. So,
I like Aguilar. He's fun to watch. 2 years ago, he had a really nice year.
Okay.
When his first year starting for App State. Last year, just wasn't
so
a good year.
Is this going to bring like Ashley and Jim football love together?
No, okay. No. Ashley, I'm sure. I'm just going to speculate on this one, but I'm going to go out and ahead and guess that Ashley hates Joey Aguilar.
Okay.
For transferring out of App.
Okay.
Anybody leaves App on purpose, well, then they're dead to her. Eli Drinkwitz is dead to her. The running back that transferred to Missouri to go play for Eli Drinkwitz, that guy's dead to her. I think his name's Noel. Joey Aguilar, you leave App, you're dead.
Yeah.
Even if it's for good money or
that's what I'm saying.
Program wasn't good last year.
Wanted to be close to family.
Nope.
Yeah.
Who cares? Got enough family up there in the mountains, okay? Kid Brewer Stadium's all the family you need. All right. Let's get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. NFL No Huddle every single day to lead the hour. The NFL draft first round of just a couple of days away. Hey, Falcons signed a quarterback.
Yeah, man.
Easton Stick.
I remember that guy.
It's a name I remember because it's a name that's hard to forget. Formerly of the Chargers. I think he was on the Falcons practice squad a couple years ago,
too. I do not remember that. Maybe. I just remember he played for the Chargers.
Easton Stick.
What does that say to you, Andy?
Nothing.
Okay.
It's just nothing. It's, they need another quarterback in camp, right? Yeah. The practice squad guy.
Yeah.
That's what it says to me.
Yeah. To me, they got
– Watch out, Penix.
I just think we're going to – how surprised – would you be if Kirk Cousins is a Falcon on Monday?
Not surprised.
Okay.
I would not be surprised if he's a Falcon on Monday.
Yeah.
I've moved my surprise to training camp.
Okay.
I'd be surprised if Kirk Cousins is a Falcon when training
camp
starts.
Because right now, it's, to me, it's seeming like they're going to have to get next year's compensation for him. It also seems like...
Which is so annoying.
Yes. It also,
it'd be really great. Well,
it could be wrong. Could be wrong. Everything like that.
Things, obviously, they'd like to trade him this weekend then, so they can get draft like,
Things might come together on Sunday or maybe late Saturday if one of these teams like Pittsburgh or somebody does not take a quarterback or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, you know, when you look at the Shefty tweet about the $20 million, they're not getting that.
No, they're not.
But if they come say, they'll say, okay, we'll take 10. Well, if you're the Falcons, counter with 12 or 13. Try to figure out a way, because I just don't see 20. I don't see that.
No, I mean, that's one of those, just like the whole process it has felt like to me with them and this market is, well, good. I mean, go ahead and ask for all that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Sounds good.
You can ask for whatever you want.
Yeah.
The worst they can say is no, and then maybe you can find a place in the middle. Maybe it's also a way of, you know, you say that that's what you're asking for, and then you don't move them, and it's like, well, we couldn't find anybody to meet our demands.
Yeah.
So then it kind of takes the pressure off you for not being able to move him a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But no, it wouldn't surprise me if Kirk Cousins is a Falcon on Monday.
Yeah. So
I hope he's not.
I hope he's not either.
Yeah.
But I think
I hope he's not a Falcon by the time the show ends.
Yeah, I mean, just a brilliant move by him and his damn agent. Like Kirk Cousins with a no trade clause. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay, we stop talking about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
We stop talking about that now. I'm about to get mad again.
Normally, I bring it up. You brought it up.
Yeah.
Hey, the Eagles extended their center, Cam Jurgens.
Yeah, doing what they do.
4-year, $68 million contract.
Doing what they do.
So they went from Kelsey to Jurgens seamlessly.
Yes.
Just a good organization being a good organization.
Yes. Yes. And seamlessly, obviously, this is what they do. Signing them early. And he was a really good player.
Like, that was last year was his second year, right?
Yep, he's eligible for contract. Let's give him an extension.
Pay him now.
Yep, pay him now before he gets to this is one right here. George Kittle.
Kerry Kittle.
George Kittle is I forgot that he was going to get extended. They were talking about extending him this offseason, him and Brock Purdy. So he's not at workouts. Skips voluntary workouts, which is not anything crazy.
No biggie.
But,
it's voluntary.
You know, he sees where the boy out of Arizona just got.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can I get me some of that?
He's better than him.
Yeah. Can I get me some of that there? So I ain't mad at George for doing that, man. Somebody said to me this yesterday about A.J. Brown got his car stolen. They be stealing the hell out of folk cars up there. Be stealing all the Eagles players' cars. I brought this region to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Leave my car alone.
You got to give me a little grace period.
Like, damn. They're stealing four cars.
Yeah, man. Come on. If you're a Super Bowl champ, you should get at least a 6-month grace period.
At least.
On your car getting stolen.
At least, dog. At least, man. At least.
They're thieving car. I hope. I don't know. They caught the guy, though, seems like.
Yeah.
You think you get the car back?
Probably. He did. I saw the video. I got my car back, though.
Oh, he got it.
No,
because okay,
the initial was, y'all bring my car back, no questions asked, blah, 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 blah. Obviously, the dude didn't bring it back. They found the car with the dude in it.
Oh, he was just going to let him bring it back and not?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes you're better off that way.
Yeah, you know, I guess all the headache.
Yeah, all the headache. You know, you got a report. Yeah. Right, how about this? How about y'all just bring it back? I got the key still because I know you don't have the key.
Right.
But how about y'all just let me hold that up?
Never had a car stolen. I thought I had a car stolen once, but I just got towed.
Is that not the worst feeling?
It's the worst
Is that not
feeling.
The worst freaking feeling? No, the worst is when they got it up.
Oh, right. And you see them.
You see them. Yeah. You're like, oh, that's $60 right there. What? It's more than that?
It
was like $60. Like when they, because they didn't boot at the clubs in Miami, they would tow you.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you'd be sitting they got there. It was $60.
They got Ashley for $1.50 in Boston one time.
They just got that. That was a little, that, it was that had there. To be overkill.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever, though, you're going to pay it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then you don't have to go all the way down to the impound lot. Yeah. You got to go all over the place these days to find where they take your car to.
Yeah.
You'd be better off getting booted, honestly, than pay that guy.
Oh, yeah, dog. I saw. And finally, Bo, you know where when we come out the parking deck, the place we hate where they just park their damn car?
Yeah, all the delivery drivers.
Dudes got booted. Where they just leave their car?
Yeah,
how dude. Do you think that's parking?
Couple dudes got booted last week and was loving it. I
good
was
for
like,
y'all,
yeah.
boot guys.
Did I tell you, I saw a guy downstairs walking to my car a couple weeks ago that got his moped booted?
No.
Did I tell you about this guy?
No.
They got the front wheel and the back wheel.
On a moped?
On the moped. And he was sitting there I snuck a picture of him.
Cool. Yeah.
Because it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. He was furious.
Hell like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, come on. We're not, what's next? We're going to boot bikes?
A like, moped?
You should be allowed to park a moped wherever you want. They're not taking up any spots.
Dude.
He's not hurting anybody. He's already driving a moped. He's not doing great.
They need to be ashamed.
Coming from somebody who drove a moped for years.
Dude.
We're not proud. We're not. We don't think we're cool. People drive mopeds for various reasons. I was doing it for economic reasons at the time. My truck broke down and it got good gas mileage. So I was driving a moped around. There wasn't parking at work, or at least I didn't want to pay. I guess this is a trend in my life.
Yes.
I'm not paying for parking.
I'm not mad at you, dog. I'm not mad at
all
you.
All the way back to 20 years ago, I was riding a moped to work, so I didn't have to. Yeah, no, but they booted him.
Damn.
Front and back, they got him.
They got two tires on.
Just to make sure.
That's messed up.
So he couldn't ride away doing a wheelie.
That's messed up. That's real foul.
What they think he was going to do, ride away on like a unicycle?
I don't know, but that's foul. You need your ass whooped for that. Man.
I had to sneak a picture of him, though. It was one of the funniest things I've ever
but
seen.
Didn't I
text that to you guys?
No.
I thought I did.
I
did.
I get that.
Dang it.
Dude.
You want to see it?
Yeah, I kind of do.
We don't have any more NFL no huddle stuff.
Yeah, I kind of do right now. No, that's the other Jets pick up fifth year option on Sauce.
Yeah,
Derek
and
Jermaine Johnson. Not surprised at all. Yeah, we knew that was going to happen because they're three of the young studs.
Yeah, those guys are really good.
Yeah. Come on, man. Let me see the picture.
Ah, it's too far back. I don't know where it is.
By the way, keep up the good work, dude, guys. Huh? We need more of you out there being illegally parked people.
Real quick, we got happy anniversary to Uncle Dave. Uncle Dave's anniversary to Aunt Stella. So happy. He just sent the picture to the family group chat.
That's awesome.
Happy anniversary, y'all.
How many years?
I don't know. They've been together forever. They dated in high school.
Wow.
And then, like, broke up for, like, 30 years. They got back together. They were always meant to be together.
Well, I can't find it. I'll find it during the break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little Falcons draft after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning
way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It seems like it would be motivating.
The dog.
Yeah. Surrounded by a bunch of people on stationary bikes, working out hard, getting a sweat. You got the teacher in the front yelling at you?
Yeah, dog.
Right?
Yeah, man. I mean, I've only done one spin class, and we were just talking because the Falcons have showed up for off-season conditioning, and you asked how long they got to be there. No, you're there until the mandatory minicamp part.
So it's like 5 or 6
yeah,
weeks?
Yeah, it's usually a 6-week program.
Okay.
And then, so it's not that hard or whatever, but I know, like, when it's usually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off, Thursday, Friday. Mm-hmm. But if you want to take Friday off, then you got to work out on Wednesday. And so in Miami, we used to have spin classes. And that's when spin was relatively new.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would do our spin class. You would do your lift, but instead of doing the conditioning that you would probably do on Friday, you would probably do an hour and a half spin class. I did it one time. I was like, hell no. I ain't got to come home.
Hey,
Fridays.
90 minutes on a bike.
Dude.
It's a long time.
That's too damn long, Bunk.
Yeah.
For football players?
Well, right.
Ass was hurting.
Exactly.
Ass was hurting.
When you don't sit on a bike seat.
Dude.
When's the last time you sat on a bike seat? Like vacation or something?
Yeah, it'd be two sessions. You get that session in, take your break, then go do another session.
Yeah.
Like, man.
Like when you're a kid
damn,
and you're used to riding a bike, you're, you know,
yes.
Your bike muscles are built up.
Yes.
You sit on that Peloton
Dude.
Or whatever, the spin cycle class
yes.
for the first time.
Yes.
You got a sore ass.
Dude, that was all you had to do though. You didn't have to lift or anything like that. You didn't have to replace lift. You just got to do that.
Okay.
So basically what they were saying is we don't want y'all to leave early.
Yeah, we want you here.
We want you here.
We want you here.
So we're going to make it to
so
a point
can
where
see you.
Yeah, so we're going to make it to a point where it's going to be miserable for you on that on that Wednesday. But yeah, it was I'm good on that.
Yeah, I've done a lot of pellet like the cuz I used to have Pelotons
you remember
in the,
when
in
that,
the gym
you remember
downstairs.
Oh god.
Yeah.
The Peloton craze.
That got hot.
Oh my god.
Got hot real quick and then COVID perfect timing.
Oh yeah.
Cuz you couldn't go anywhere so everyone was buying Pelotons and I guess the company kind of thought every year was going to be like that.
What's the resale value on those things now?
Don't think it was a great investment.
Ooh.
I was actually talking to a friend of mine yesterday or the night before, and he
right.
was like, yeah, somebody actually gave me a Peloton. Yeah. I was like, what? He was like, yeah, I painted their house and they just gave me a Peloton.
Because they don't know what to do
with it.
They're trying to offload them. Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, boy.
They do spin classes at the Y, though.
Yeah, there you go.
I think about getting
in there. You're a big Y guy, huh? You got your ID card yet?
Oh, no, it's all digital.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's all the Y has an app.
Wow.
Yeah, you got the YMCA of Atlanta app.
You can tell how old my ass is. Somebody said you had a car.
Well, I used to have a car. Okay. When I used to go to the Y back in the day, now it's all digital. It's cool, though, because it'll track what you do. So, like, you go in there, and like yesterday I went to the Y, and, you get on the treadmill for however long because you got to sign in, and then gives you a little progress report at the end of the week.
There you go.
Sat in the sauna for like 15 minutes with a couple older fellas.
Were they covered up?
They were.
Oh, okay.
They were chatty, though.
To you?
Yeah. They wanted to converse.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm not here for that.
Yeah.
I'm a chatty fella, and I'm not going to ignore you if you're talking to me, but like, I was in there to sweat.
We mentioned this last week when one of the callers asked. I was like, yeah, the old guy in the damn sauna.
Yeah. No, they were all clothed, though.
Okay.
Luckily. Right. And then there was a young guy doing workouts. It's like, what are you doing?
Let's get your...
Why are you doing squats over
get
there?
Get your ass out of here.
You're making me uncomfortable.
Yes.
I'm just sitting here trying to chill.
Get your ass out of here.
He's over there doing squats and toe raises.
he's one of them guys. Get your ass out of here.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, get out of here. That's the guy at the LA Fitness type guy.
What are you training for?
Yeah. Nothing.
He thinks he's going to play a football game on the sun.
Why are you doing calf raises and you don't do nothing that requires you using your calf?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just like, do you really need to train 119 degrees?
If you are in LA Fitness, go to another damn gym, okay? All right, people are in LA Fitness to look, and be cute and all that. You in there talking about
if you're at the YMCA, man, that's a lot of old folks just trying to stave off the Grim Reaper, man.
That's it.
That's a lot of people trying to keep the ticker going.
Your ass in there trying to get the Y record for box squats.
You're in there trying to be Mr. Universe. Meanwhile, Grandpa's just walking on the treadmill, man. He's just trying to keep his heart healthy. Take it easy.
Come on, man.
Doing squats in the sauna. What are we doing?
In the damn Y.
I kept like looking at him like, what? Come on. Get out of here. making everybody uncomfortable.
Come on, man.
All right, so the draft is a couple of days away. You can hear first-round coverage right here on Sports. You know what? I was thinking about that because I feel like other years I've been more fatigued than this one. And maybe it was because we had a vacation a couple weeks ago or something like that. I don't know. Like, I'm not as tired of talking about this draft process as I have been in years past. I don't know why that is.
What?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not sure. Because there's been plenty of years where I'm like, come on Thursday.
Right.
Come on Thursday. Maybe because there's been a lot of other stuff going on.
And we had that week off, too.
We had the week off. Maybe that's part of it.
That could be it.
Yeah, I don't know.
That could be it.
And maybe we're just lying to ourselves that it's going to be an edge rusher, so I'm optimistic.
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know, but I think like this. And as we're getting ready throughout this process and looking at where the Falcons draft these and everything like that, what they don't have, what they have. I go back to they don't have a three, but yet they do kind of have a three because last year's three didn't play. And
right.
That's a position, okay. And that's a definite
right.
position of need.
I like that thought process.
So because he didn't play. Braylon Trice did not play for the Falcons. Did not
yet.
Have a and he was your third-round pick last year. You don't have a third-round pick, so maybe sometimes when you're in these draft meetings or something, you look at round for round or whatever. Okay, so we don't have a three, but here – our third-round guy last year didn't play a down.
Yeah.
So, bam.
That case, you kind of have two fours then.
Exactly.
Because your four didn't play last year either.
And so, you look at it from that standpoint right there. So, when you look at it from like that, if they do, I'm not saying they do. This is just me.
It's a very optimistic way of thinking
about
it.
Do I need to move if my guy is there
mm-hmm.
To get more picks? Because, again, our third-round pick and our fourth-round pick didn't play.
Right.
So
right. As frustrating as that
frustrating was
last year.
Yes.
Because, obviously, Trice gets hurt. Season-ending injury before the year begins. Dorless, I think he kind of dealt with some stuff, but I mean, he was available.
Right,
he just wasn't ever active and never played. Same thing with Aroro. Like he was available mm-hmm. for the majority of the year, got hurt and banged up a little bit, but just didn't play a lot. And then honestly, your first round draft pick didn't even really play that much last year.
Yeah.
So when you think about, I'm not trying to go too far with it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, because Abe wrote out a handful of different Falcons draft bag related questions.
Why would he do this if he ain't here?
I don't know.
This is his segment.
That's true.
This is his segment.
Yeah, but I'll just read them to you, and then he doesn't have to.
This guy.
The only thing I wish he would have done is not told me Stuart Sink was the defending champion of that golf
tournament. Way to go, Abe.
Made me look like an idiot in front of Stuart
Way
Sink.
Way to go, Abe.
I guess I could have done some research. I did do research. Here's the thing. I'm mad at myself because I did do research, and I was looking at his list of championships, and that one wasn't listed, and I was like, that's weird. I wonder why Wikipedia doesn't have that updated. Well, I trust Abe more than I trust Wikipedia. Yep. Never again.
Never.
Never again.
We're fact-checking Abe everywhere.
Every single chance I get, I'm going to fact-check
all him. Right.
All right. What's the round that you would be okay with the Falcons drafting an offensive player in? First, second, fourth, or seventh?
Next year's fourth. I want to draft them. I mean, seriously.
I would take a center in the fourth.
Okay. I'm with you on these things right here. If they do go offensive tackle at 15 or move back, if they get offensive tackle in the first round, whether they move back, blah, 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 best player available, whatever, Caleb McGarrett cannot be on this team.
Right, that comes with a caveat.
Yeah. Like,
if you draft the right tackle in the first round, you have to trade your current right tackle for assets.
Because you, as a regime or coaching staff or front office, whatever, you don't have the luxury of sitting a first-round player. Okay?
Again.
You don't have the luxury. After how last season ended and the debacle that was and everything like that, you don't have security to sit a first or second round player this year.
I agree with everything you just said. I've agreed with you every time you've said that about the right tackle position. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Say they do that. Say they draft whoever it is, whatever the right tackle is that's available. The kid from Missouri, I know people really like him.
He's going to go higher.
He probably will go higher than that. Yeah. But there's a handful of tackles that are thought of as top 15 draft picks. Say they do that. And say they decide they want to move McGarry. I would assume you'd already have something in place before you make that decision. Mm-hmm. What are you getting for
him? I don't know.
Because I'm just trying to think about it in terms
you're not
of
getting
like.
Any, I don't think you're anywhere in the top four.
So you're probably not going to get even. Maybe it's something this year, but it's day three draft pick, right? Is the guy you draft at 15 going to be better than Caleb McGarry this year? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Caleb McGarry's been in the league for a while, and as hard of a time as we give him for his pass blocking, he's a really good run blocker, and he's a solid offensive lineman.
He is.
He's not a great offensive lineman by any stretch, which is why we're talking about this, but like, what are the chances that a rookie is a solid offensive lineman? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you might be downgrading at that position in order to do that. That's a problem with it that I have.
Yes. I like the center position that you're talking about right there because when you look at Nielsen, I mean, they ain't got one offer on old boy. Like, ain't nobody say, hey, Terry.
Newsel,
thank you. Hey, Terry. Hey, what y'all want for that center? Ain't nobody said nothing?
Yeah, so here, you know, without being disrespectful.
Ain't disrespectful to ask a question.
Why would they?
Exactly. Like, that's not disrespectful. Like, is he a star?
He's an undersized.
He filled in pretty good.
Who played five or six games.
He filled in pretty good.
Right.
But is that pretty good, like, gives you the opportunity or the right to be the starter?
Yeah, I just don't know how anyone could have seen outside. The only person that I would have thought, and they don't need one, but because Arthur Smith loved him.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur Smith loved him when he was here.
He's been here this long, so.
So if the Steelers had decided that, hey, we'll throw some, get some depth, whatever, maybe. But, like. He's not played. Nobody knows him. Mm-hmm. Like, unless you were on the offensive staff of the Atlanta Falcons over the last couple of years since Ryan Neisel's been here.
Neisel.
I don't know. See, I don't even know how to say his name. How's other people supposed to offer him a contract? It's not surprising to me that no one's done that. So, you know, I like the idea of doing addressing that position, but later in the draft. You can't, I mean, you're not. I saw a mock draft where they had the Jared Wilson in the second.
Yeah, we were talking about it yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about it yesterday.
Cannot do.
No.
Unless he starts.
Yeah. He's got,
unless
no,
he starts.
No, no, he's
up. He would start if he was the second round draft pick.
Yes. But I just don't think this team has, and that's just my opinion, they probably think way different than me, that you have the security to sit top picks.
They shouldn't.
Yeah. I just don't think that.
I hope that they don't. I mean, they certainly thought that last year.
Yes.
Right? I mean, they said as much.
Okay.
We'll never be drafting this high.
Disaster.
Again. It was a damn disaster. Unmitigated disaster. We're still trying to climb out of the rubble of last season at this point, the Kirk Cousins stuff and all the rest. So, yeah, no. Everyone that they draft, first round, second round, if they acquire more picks, more second rounders, the third round, whatever it is, they all have to play.
Yes. I think so. That's just me.
I'd like it if they're all on defense.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
I feel pretty good about the offense. You ever bring back the offensive coordinator? Like,
what is the one?
What you got
is
what
the,
you need.
What is the one thing? But we got to go. What is the one thing that everybody keeps talking about as far as Falcons offensively that is a question mark? The center, the right tackle. I think it's more center than right tackle. I don't have a lot of questions. Just because Michael Penix is left-handed is the only thing that worries you about Caleb.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. The Braves win last night. Make it four in a row, which is the good news.
What's the bad news, Andy?
Well, Spencer Strider was supposed to start today, but he got hurt playing catch.
Yes.
The good news there, though, is that it wasn't his arm.
Yep.
It's his hamstring.
It's still smelling like Baltimore. Well, Baltimore, I don't want to put Baltimore as it smells fish because Baltimore, depends on where you go, it's a nice city.
It's a wild sentence. Still it smells is. Like Baltimore to me.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Never mind.
I like where your head was at with that.
It smells like the Alaskan coast.
Okay.
Real salmon-y.
Yeah, it just smells fishy. It smells fishy.
Yeah.
Why don't you just say like the seafood section at Publix or something?
I don't want I like to put cities in mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, we'll get to the whatever. All right. We also have the Athletic anonymous player poll in the NBA.
Oh yeah, great.
Which is always a fun source of overreaction from some. But we'll get to that when we talk about some NBA stuff at 1:20 as well. There is a Hawks name that continues to show up on one of the polls. I'll tell you what it is. Also, still some like final thoughts on the Landry Fields thing as well. It just kind of hit in the middle of the show yesterday, so we're kind of flying by the seat of our pants, reacting to it. With a day to think about it a little bit, I'm still surprised. Like, I'm still shocked that they did that.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that at 1:20 as well.
Falcons new jerseys are out. Nothing too serious. Nothing different. Felipe Franks is back, so he's wearing his 15.
New jersey numbers.
New jersey numbers, yes.
Don't give people too much hope that they're going to go with the throwbacks.
Yes, no.
They're not changing their jerseys, unfortunately.
Devon Diablo is number 0, so we know what that means. Cordell Hodges going to 4. Kyle Pitts is putting senior. He's still wearing 8, but because of his little man, he's putting senior on the back of his jersey, which is awesome.
I love when people do that.
That's about it. Nothing else. David Seals. I forgot they signed David Seals. That's the kid out of West Virginia, right?
I don't know.
The wide receiver. I think I'm thinking the right guy. Mm-hmm. The 5th or whatever LV that is, whatever V that is. But he's there. He's there. He's number 87. So
okay.
They're not changing the jersey.
I know. Because when people heard that, they're like, the Falcons are getting new jerseys?
No, they're not getting new jerseys.
They don't need new jerseys. They need old jerseys.
Yes.
Just go back to the old ones.
Yes. Just go back to winning, man.
Where are the throwbacks?
Yeah, just.
Well, then people say, like, well, they didn't win a lot in those. They didn't win a lot in these ones either. I don't think it's the jerseys that have anything to do with the amount of winning that the football team has done. But that's just me. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
In the wake of Hustlegate, one person who has learned a preemptive lesson, I guess, or decided to lead by example yesterday was Austin Riley. Dude. I'm sure y'all saw him leg out that ground ball to first base where he beat it out for a single.
Is he okay?
I don't know.
Because the slide.
You're talking about the slide to home?
The slide to home. I was worried about him, dog.
The slide to home, it was very awkward. You can tell that big man doesn't slide too often.
Sliding head first, not for everybody.
No, it's not.
You got to extend those arms, brother. You can't let your arms get trapped up underneath.
Who is worse, him or Marcelo Ozuna?
Oh, Austin, I think. Oh, the head first slide, at least.
The head first slide.
That's one of the worst slides we've seen.
God. Like, I thought he was injured, Bo. I was like, damn, is he?
So here's Austin Riley talking about, you better check somebody else's elite speed on the team.
Yeah, 29.3, can't make that up. So numbers don't lie. Check the numbers.
29.3 what?
I've slimmed down a little bit, just a few pounds just to, more so for defensive purposes, but it's working on the base path.
Slim down for defense helps you out on offense. So the number 29.3 that Austin mentioned was 29 feet per second, which is how fast he was barreling down the first baseline to
I thought
reach
he
first.
Was claiming to have been running 29 miles an hour.
Oh, me too.
And I was like, no, you didn't.
But look, 29 feet per second is considered elite speed by whoever judges these things. So maybe Austin's been sandbagging us this whole time, and he really is an elite runner.
Maybe. I'll say this. Defense looks real good. I mean, his defense has been
outstanding,
solid for years, and I've thought it was really good, but it's been pretty good. It's been really, really good this year. The power numbers are coming along. Like, Austin Riley's off to a really good start this year.
Speaking of defense, maybe we can see Austin finally get that gold glove, which is one of his goals. I mean, I guess it's every fielder, every position player's goal is to win a gold glove, I guess, but hopefully it'll continue. So, I guess everybody, or maybe not everybody, knows that the Pope, passed away yesterday at like 90 or something like that.
88.
I guess he was the last Pope. I didn't know there was a certain number of Popes. Something about some prophecy or something. I guess the world's supposed to enter. I was briefly educated on this yesterday at the Truist Club by somebody.
Sounds pretty brief.
May or may not know what she was talking about. Apparently there was a bunch of Popes prophesized, and he was the last one. Oh. So I don't know. But anyways,
we're not getting a new Pope?
I think they will get a new pope, but I don't know the whole. Apparently, when all the popes die, the world's supposed to end, but the world still hasn't ended. So
I just always like the.
I got some more living to do.
Yeah, I
got some more living.
No
to
offense
do.
To. I'm sad that he passed, but I got a lot of stuff I still need to accomplish.
I got a question. All right, and I'm dead serious. Do we look at the Pope like we look at the Queen of England? Like, okay.
Like, he's the head of the Catholic Church.
I think we do.
Like when the Queen passed away and everybody was all, oh my God, I was like, huh?
I think we do.
Okay.
Because we're not Catholic.
Okay, that could be it.
I think Catholic folks probably think about it a
There are people that take it more seriously than others. Like my mom, prayed for him and whatnot because I was born and raised Catholic. Okay. She practices Catholicism.
Now, I like your question about the Queen of England.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that are Catholic all across the world.
Yes.
But there's not that many people that are English.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, and my. I don't have to, whatever. There's people that are close to me in my family that reacted to the death of the Queen of England as if.
One of us died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, we beat them in a war 250 years ago. We don't have to care about
her
anymore.
I had to worry about none of the McMichaels doing that. We didn't have no group text when she passed.
But yeah.
I think there's probably the equivalent here.
I was like, wow, really?
Maybe it's just Georgia, but like when Jimmy Carter, I think that's probably the equivalent
I get that. Yeah. He's from here. He was the president of this country and all of that.
But we knew he was going soon.
Well, it wasn't soon.
But he hung on.
That man hung on.
Jimmy Carter.
Forever.
President Carter. That man was like, I'm cool, man.
Yeah, he just chilled. Came to Braves games when he was.
I ain't got nowhere to be right now.
I'm happy to say that I was at a Braves game that Jimmy Carter also was at.
Yeah. Wait, really?
Yeah.
I've brushed shoulders with him.
The final game at Turner.
Oh, you did what, Bo? You did what?
We brushed shoulders once.
I just read his book. The book he wrote when he was 90. It's like Reflections on a Life or something. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, awesome book. Just a really incredible guy. I was surprised by some of the Queen reaction as well.
Just a little bit.
I was going to say one more thing about the Pope, though.
Go ahead.
When I was in Boston, which is a very Catholic city, that's when this man who just passed, former Pope, became the Pope.
Right.
And so we covered a lot of the process of it. And, like, the whole thing is crazy. Like, they do, like, smoke out of a roof chimney. If the smoke's a certain color, they've made a decision, or the papal conclave.
You're talking so much. I honestly don't. I don't understand it, because I never was raised Catholic. But so you're telling me the Pope guy, he's over all of it?
Well, the Vatican, I think, probably runs. I know, it's kind of like the president, and then the Congress is like the Pope and the Vatican.
But doesn't he live in the Vatican?
He lives in the Vatican.
Yeah,
right?
Like, I don't know that he actually makes a whole lot of decisions without the rest of the Vatican.
Because I see that people are holding babies up to him and stuff like that.
People didn't like him because he was a little bit too, he was, too progressive. Like, he had some kind of modern thoughts that people didn't really like that much. So maybe they'll swing back the other direction with a more conservative Pope.
Well, to take advantage, in pure human being fashion...
I wonder how much of the stuff we just said was totally wrong.
Most of it.
Probably a lot.
Well, don't worry. Somebody on the text line.
My apologies to all the Catholic listeners.
Just like true human beings do, somebody's willing to or wanting to take advantage of this man's death. So only 3 days, he died yesterday, but it's going to hit auction this week. An autographed baseball from the Pope has surfaced, and it's going to hit auction immediately. So, several years ago, the Pope gets a hold of an MLB authentic baseball in a Sharpie and simply writes Francisco on it in the right spot, but it just says Francisco. That ball, don't know if it was certified legit or not, is going to hit auction this week through RR Auction. It is expected to fetch at least $15,000.
Who the money gonna go to?
That's a great question. I bet it does not go to the Vatican, but it probably does not need
But that's to. Like, you know, the Pope... autograph on a baseball goes for $15,000, but like Paul Skeens autographs a baseball goes for $800,000.
And a baseball card goes for $1 million.
Yeah, Pope doesn't have a fastball.
No, he does not. So, have either y'all out in Athens or anything ever actually met Carson Beck?
No, I never met him.
Yes, I met him younger. Met her.
Yeah, did he seem like a very likable guy?
I don't know him like that, but I know that I saw the clip, and that clip right there is kind of what was told to me while he was at Athens.
The Cavender twins, you know, he just had one of them dump him.
Yeah, yeah.
Were at a UFC fight over the weekend, and they were talking with other little rich girls from their circle or whatever. And the one that he dated, Haley or Holly or whatever her name was talking about why she broke up with him. And it didn't even have anything to do with him cheating on her, because she was going to break up with him before that. Take a listen.
Well, nobody likes him. And he wouldn't talk to him. He had, like, an ego.
Yeah. Yeah. He wanted people to stop him and, like, take a picture.
He would, like, flip off people in the bar, and I'd be embarrassed. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'd be, like, very embarrassed. And I was like, oh, my God, how are you? Yeah. Anywho, so, like, I broke up with him. And then I broke up with him and, like, all these cheating...
Maybe. All right, maybe she could be grandstanding, but no, yeah. Carson's
that's cap.
Carson's he ain't really like, he talk about he don't watch football. He like his Lamborghini. He like to do the slime celebration after he don't, and he looks the way he looks.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's like.
Is that one individual that really the best thing you going to go that you got going for you is your. Yeah. Bankroll. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes him.
Like he's
he embarrassed her at restaurants.
He might be Bo Callahan.
Yeah,
like you think he was the type of dude that's like, hey, do y'all want y'all's picture with me? Hey, do you want me to sign your football?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't think it's like a mystery at this point that he's not super popular.
Yes.
amongst his peers.
Yes,
like didn't really.
Yeah,
I mean, hang out.
It was like that in Athens.
Yeah,
my really thing is like this. Much. Like, okay, you move down. Did he go to Miami for her or the bread?
And a little column A, a little column B.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, as long as I got my bread, I get me another woman.
That's right.
Hey, only way to get over a woman is to get on, you know,
right?
Under another one.
When he was doing that,
yeah.
While also
exactly
with her, so
yeah, you're not supposed to do it beforehand.
It seems like he's doing fine.
Yeah,
like,
he's all
right. I'm sure he is.
He's going to get $4 million. He's going to play for Miami.
He got $4 million.
If he plays well, he's going to get drafted in the NFL, and he's out there single doing his thing
in Miami.
Yeah, so
while in foreigns,
right? Man. So I get the Maybe people don't like him that much, but I think he's probably putting his head on his pillow at night feeling pretty good about himself.
Yeah, whatever. There is millions of...
a lot of Cavenders, no offense.
Okay, thank God. I'm about to call them Clavenders.
No offense.
There's millions of down there.
A lot of Cavenders.
You might have lost some followers.
Not that many $4 million starting quarterbacks in Miami Hurricanes.
Did y'all know that The world's most average head football coach, Jeff Fisher, has been named Arena Football One's new commissioner.
I saw that in the
And apparently they're revamping the whole thing.
To do what?
And they're calling 2026 the inaugural season.
What?
So there's 8 teams currently in Arena Football One, but Jeff Fisher, by 2026, wants to grow it to 16 teams.
Okay. Ambitious.
Yeah.
Arena football used to be so cool.
Dude, arena football.
It's a lot of fun to watch.
It was so cool. It was so cool because I remember
really
growing up, what was the team? The team we used to always watch, was it the Rattlers? The Tampa Bay Rattlers, I think it was. And then 25. I remember when it was here with my man Chris Jackson, who came down and worked out for us and came to camp with us in Miami 1 year. He was nice. But Atlanta's team was cool as hell.
We had a team in Shreveport, and I came pretty good friends while I was managing Outback with the head coach. Mm-hmm. And he would get me into games, and arena football is a lot of fun to watch. I don't know if this is a smart marketing strategy or not, but they have already found their official beer sponsor for Arena Football One.
Bush Light.
It's Real American Beer and Hulk Hogan.
Oh.
Who should be making a special guest appearance. At some arena football game this season.
You know, that sounds about right.
That sounds about right. Goes together.
Yeah, that sounds about right. 92.9 The Game Midday Show, Pope Insider, my mom,
okay,
texted and said, this Pope didn't live in the Vatican.
Okay.
They also select their own new name.
He was
the first Francis. He picked that. So you can pick whatever you want. If you could have been like,
I can be Pope Randy?
If you want it, or you could pick something new.
Like Pope Liam?
If you wanted, you could pick anything you wanted, like Randy or Liam.
Or you could be Pope Sexual Chocolate.
My mom said she liked him. I don't know.
Okay.
She has a positive opinion of this Pope. There you go. All right. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.